The other big story of this morning is Robert Gates will reportedly stay on in his post when Barack Obama takes office as president, at least for the first year of the new administration. Mr. Gates, a former CIA chief, was appointed defense secretary 2 years ago by President Bush and is behind the military surge in Iraq that's been credited with stemming violence in that country. Mr. Obama opposed the surge, but both men apparently agree on the need for a greater focus on Afghanistan. More on this with Rob Watson, who's the BBC's defense correspondent, who joins us from London. Rob, thanks for being part of the program.
Morning, John.
What do you think the worldview is of Gates staying on, given there's been so much criticism worldwide of U.S. foreign policy and particularly the military intervention in Iraq?
Well, I guess it depends what you mean by the world. I guess if there was an international opinion poll, maybe it wouldn't go down that brilliantly. But I think if you mean more strictly other defense ministers around the world, other militaries around the world, those involved in what might be broadly called the Western coalition, within which one includes NATO, of course, I think it'll be pretty broadly welcomed. He is hugely respected. He's credited with really having steadied the Pentagon, and he's regarded as a man that you can really do business with.
Now, is this sort of a backhanded reveal that, in fact, the security establishment has been thinking beyond George W. Bush for quite a while, including in the offices of NATO, and that Gates staying on has very little to do with continuity with Bush and much more to do with turning a page?
Well, I guess what Mr. Gates would probably argue is that, you know, he'd never been a particular cheerleader for the war in Iraq, which, of course, is the most controversial aspect of U.S. foreign policy of the last two Bush administrations. So I guess he wouldn't perhaps quite see it that way. Look, I think it's a number of things. I think it's certainly a feeling in the Obama transition team that continuity was needed, that after all, you've got the United States still engaged in two massive operations, no two ways about it, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and more broadly, the war against terrorism. So you have that. You have a certain amount of continuity. But I think that more broadly speaking, it shows that the United States that the Obama transition team has a very pragmatic approach.
But could that pragmatism also be viewed as a sense that maybe the new president isn't really driving the policy, and that there's an enormous sort of global momentum with NATO, the war on terror, the very battlefields you describe, that no single president is in a position to steer one way or another?
No, I don't think that the Obama transition team or the incoming president would accept that for one little minute. I mean, I think they would argue very strongly that they will be in charge. It's just that why change the man, certainly in the short term, who represents continuity, who represents stability, and who is so well respected, not just in the United States, but outside. So I think they would say, look, we are still in charge. It's just that we don't see any particular need to change the man right at the very top. He is, after all, a servant of the elected president.
Now, on some level, defense ministers around Europe particularly, and even in the UK, have had to deal with a probably annoying lack of continuity as administration transitions from one to the other, with, you know, task forces taking a look at the Pentagon policy, at military policy, and things sort of changing every 4 years, every 8 years. In some ways, this might be a relief to what has been, in the past, a lot of upheaval in defense policy. You think so?
Well, I think, again, it depends on what level. And on a sort of, you know, the men in uniform kind of level, that they're used to dealing with each other in the alliance. They have in the past, they will today, and they will in the future. So it's not so much of a problem there. But yes, at a political level, in terms of who is the civilian face of U.S. defense policy, certainly it will no doubt make a welcome change. I guess I should add that for many European, in particular NATO defense ministers, they will certainly be very familiar with Robert Gates and his performances at NATO summits, where he often pleads and cajoles with other NATO members to send more troops to Afghanistan. And I guess some of them will be grinning to themselves today, saying, well, I guess we can expect a bit more of the same.
More pleading. Finally, the fact that he comes from the security establishment, from the CIA, how does that have an impact on his role in interfacing with the militaries in NATO and around the world?
Well, I guess it just all of it adds to his status as what might be seen as probably one of America's better public servants over the last 10, 20 years. There's no doubt that he is respected by defense and security officials in Europe and NATO countries. There's absolutely no doubt about it. There was certainly a kind of almost a sigh of relief, I think, when he was appointed to take over from Donald Rumsfeld 2 years ago. And he's made a lot of friends, even though there's no doubt that some of the messages he's often taken to NATO meetings haven't always been the ones that NATO defense ministers have wanted to hear. But I think he is regarded as being very steady. And I think what I will remember in particular, and maybe a lot of other people who were there will remember, is his extraordinary calmness in dealing with President Putin's outspoken outburst at a security conference a year ago.
Well, Rob Watson, it remains to be seen how far into the post-Rumsfeld era we are now, but that perhaps is the best headline this morning. And I guess the thing to watch is, will his cajoling be more effective in getting troops into Afghanistan as Robert Gates basically takes this helm? Rob Watson, thanks for joining us. BBC defense correspondent joining us from London at BBC's Bush House, our partner there in London.